right, and good morning, good morning, good morning. And get ready to rock and roll, kids, because we're going to have ourselves some fun. It is time now for our program that we call Car Talk with Brad Dungeness and Company. And boy, when we say company, we got company in here, don't we?
Well, we always like to bring friends with us to the show and do something to feature the community and what's going on. And this is a big weekend around here with the Washington County Junior Livestock Show coming up. It starts today at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. In just a few minutes, we have the swine show kicking off, and we'll have the lamb show tonight, goat show tomorrow morning, cattle show starts at 2 o'clock on Friday. We've got Master Showmanship Friday night and all the events on Saturday as well. So we'll get into that in a little bit. There's a lot going on. It's a great time of year. I know all the folks that have been working so hard to get their animals ready for the show, and not just in Washington County, too. It's going on in Nowata mm-hmm. County and Osage County and all around Oklahoma. And that's a great thing about this time of year in Oklahoma. We're proud to have sponsored this kind of activity back through the years, back to when my father and his brothers showed their own animals at the show. So it's a great time, and we appreciate all the work that the people who show their animals put in to get up there. And we've got a friend of ours who shows and was here last year, Kaylee Rolfe. Welcome, Kaylee.
Hi, thank
you. How are you? Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for letting me.
Sure. Well, it was great to hear about everything last year, and we want to get an update on what you're doing now. And I've also got Trevor Dorsey from Regent Bank. Yeah, welcome. Say hi.
Good to be here. And I'm also on the Junior Livestock Show board.
So, that's why you're here today.
Yes, sir. And we're very thankful for all your support, certainly, and everybody in the community that supports, because this is a big deal. These young men and women learn so much from showing, as you know, through your family's efforts. And when I was younger back in the day in FFA, it makes a big difference in the lives of
our youth. It does make a big difference, and it takes a lot of resources throughout the year to be able to do that. And the show is one of your chances to recoup some of that and to get some resources for the next year and for the next program. Yeah.
It helps these kids offset that so they can continue to do it, because, if you're involved in livestock production like myself, you have capital tied up into that, and obviously, it's a good way for these young, men and women to recoup and learn.
Recoup and learn about responsibility and taking care of things, and that they really depend on you, your animals. So I've mentioned a lot of the stuff going on. You're showing goats, I guess, again?
Yeah, I am. So I have six down there this year.
Oh.
And I am excited. I'm actually a senior this year, so it's going to be my last one. I'm really excited. Hopefully, whatever money I recoup from this year, I'll be able to put towards my education next year.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very excited about that.
And you decided to go to OSU, I understand?
Yes, I am. I'm going to OSU for biosystem engineering.
Biosystem engineering, outstanding.
So I really like that degree because it's a cross between the ag school and the engineering school, so I'll really get the best of both worlds on that.
That's outstanding. That's a great program, that's wonderful. I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Me too.
Well, it's exciting to hear about that, and I know, let's talk a little bit about the big stuff on Saturday night. I know that's when the big premium sale is.
The premium sale, and for the, I think the premium buyers, I think the dinner kicks off like at 4 o'clock, so they'll have barbecue for the premium buyers that are going to show up and bid on these animals. And then at 5 o'clock, I think it's the general public, can come and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 or 7 o'clock, I apologize.
Somewhere we have a schedule.
7 o'clock, it kicks off. I had it all written down real nice and neat and left it at the office. So
that happens.
At 7 o'clock,
there's a schedule.
The sale kicks off. And so if you're planning on going and supporting, come out and eat with everybody at 5 o'clock. And there's awards presentation at 6:30 prior to the sale.
Right.
But then the youth will start exhibiting their sales, and that'll give everybody a chance to bid and do add-ons. If you don't.
Yeah.
No. Some of these animals obviously bring high premiums, and that's what we want, because we want to be able to give back.
Right.
To the exhibitors. But at the same time, if somebody doesn't have, you know, $500,000 that they want to buy an animal for one of these youth, you can do add-ons. You can do as much.
No, and I think that's really,
as little.
Really important to point out, because the you know, you want to spread the resources out, and because everybody has the expenses in the show, whether you win or not, and you want to be able to. That's one great way to do it. And of course, we're proud to sponsor the Showmanship Award and that stuff again. So. There's a lot of great opportunities there, and it does really, you know, even if you're not planning to spend money, it's a great way to really see what this in action in the community, to see the results of the work that the kids do. And I just encourage anybody that's interested in it to go out there, and you're going to get more interested in it.
Oh, yeah, you bet. And it's amazing to watch, you know, when they get out in the ring and work with animals. I think if nobody's ever been to this and seen it, they need to go firsthand and see. Yeah. And again, you can do add-ons, which greatly benefit. You know, let's say the youth gets $500 for the animal, you know, on their premium bid, but then you get 10 people that do add-ons of $25. I mean, that goes a long ways. And then, you know, for future reference, if people have interest, we do buckle sponsorships that we try to get those done prior to the sale. This year, we got all the buckles covered. So that's an opportunity for somebody who wants to support the show, and on those you get to pick. You can support, you know, buckle for swine, for sheep, for goats, the cattle, whatever you want to do, and you can specifically say you just want to do a commercial sponsor, or you want to sponsor a grand champion or reserve champion. And so there's a lot of opportunities there for individuals who want to come out and support. So. Yeah. If you hear from us next year, or if you have an interest in that, reach out to the Junior Livestock Board, and we'd be happy to
help you. How do they do that? What's the best way to get in touch with the organizers?
If you know somebody that's on that board,
Trevor,
you can always contact me. You know. Like www.regentbank.com, you get a hold of me.
Or you can probably go through the county extension office. Yeah,
or you can probably call City Hall, whatever.
And with the new FFA program here in Bartlesville, you could just talk to one of the kids somebody down at the school. They'd have information.
Oh, yeah. You can talk to, most everybody is going to know a youth that's showing, whether that's in Copan, you know, Dewey, Ramona, Bartlesville now. And so if you talk to one of the youth, you know, one of the either your extension agent or one of the ag FFA teachers obviously could direct you and how to do that. And the more support we get, the better. And it seems like, I don't have the statistics right in front of me, but the last few years there's been, you know, a little more support, and there's been a little bit more money generated. There's a lot of excitement in that.
There's a lot of enthusiasm around it. Yes, and thank you to all the corporate sponsors and those folks who come out every year and really participate in this. I know that's really important, and I just want to give a shout-out to all of them. We know most of the major corporations in the community do that, and they have for a long time. So thank you to them if they're listening. But it's a great weekend, and it does kick off just here in a few minutes with the swine show. So it'll be going on basically all day for the next few days, and then culminating with the big events on Saturday night. So there's lots of other stuff going on. I think it's always this time of year when Ford has Truck Month. I don't know if that's planned around the show season,
but it works. It does work.
And, you know, this is the time of year we all start thinking about the work we got to do. The spring season is coming, and you know, we got to either, you know, it's happening. Oh, yeah. It's starting to green up a little bit, and so we're going to be moving around more, and the work will be getting done. So not that it doesn't all year, but your truck is important to that. And during Ford Truck Month, there are great deals on all our Ford F-Series, the F-150s, the F-250s, F-350s, and up, as well as on Explorer, Expedition, Ranger, all our great family of SUVs we include in the Truck Month.
Oh, wow.
So there's great stuff and a huge buzz right now around the all-new Bronco that's about to come out. We've got incredible interest on that. We're getting a lot of information from Ford, and there's going to be a reveal of the vehicle here pretty soon. They've showed the new logo, and it's very reminiscent of the old Bronco logo, if people are familiar with that, and they have confirmed some information about the vehicle that it's going to. We're going to have a couple versions of it, a smaller and I guess a medium size compared to the past versions of Bronco. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a lot of great iconic Ford performance characteristics, I guess is the best way to say that. And they're going to be built to have a lot of customization so that we know that people that like vehicles like this want to make them a little bit special to what they like to do with the vehicle, whether it's going out fishing or, working on the ranch or going up to the mountains and, doing something. Mm-hmm. Or, everybody has a little different surfing, whatever it is. There's different things you can set it up for. And so they're going to do a whole bunch of that. They've been out doing off-road testing on the vehicles out in at Johnson Valley, which is a place out in the Mojave Desert. And I know that it's being tested and proved out there, and that it's the ruggedness of the Bronco will be perfected out in that test.
A perfect Bronco.
Well, this brain doesn't stop. The 4x4 option is pretty important, and I know you have that on all your vehicles.
Yeah, that's right. on most. And that, what's interesting is all-wheel drive and 4x4 is now coming on all kinds of things. We just got the pricing on our first all-wheel drive Camrys we're going to have here in the near future. So, sometimes you think of that as a truck thing, but now it's becoming very common across the board in all kinds of vehicles. We're seeing that in both Toyota and Ford. Our hottest selling Toyota this month is the RAV4, mm-hmm. and the best mm-hmm. models of that are all-wheel drive. We can't hardly get the all-wheel drive hybrid version of it. It's been really mm-hmm. hot. And, it's just a great, great vehicle, great technology in all the vehicles now. And if you haven't checked those out, you need to come and just see what we've got. The great deals going on right now. There's really great incentives from the manufacturer, big rebates. And with mm-hmm. our simple price stuff that we do at Dungis, it's easy to get the best price real quick on anything we have in stock. We've got them posted on the car, on the lot, and on the showroom, and online. Take all the mystery out of pricing your vehicle.
Very good. Like that.
No, we like to do that. And also had some more interest recently about our Mustang Mach-E. That's the Ford electric vehicle that'll be out later this year. We're about to finish the installation of our we've had to add a few more charging stations. We had two. We're going to have two more, so it'll bring us up to four charging stations for electric vehicles. This is just going to be the first in a whole transition in our fleet of vehicles and models. At Ford, I know in the future we'll have an electric F-150. That'll probably be the next model that Ford comes out with. There's going to be four electric Lincolns in the future that we're going to learn more about later this year. So electrification is happening. I think Toyota won't be too far behind in that. But, they're really invested in the hybrid systems we always talk about. And in the, I think that for them is really a great, great move because it has such great economy. It's a proven, well-tested system and gets great fuel economy and power. And you don't really have to give up that convenience factor mm-hmm. that we really like of just being able to fill up your car and go wherever you want relatively quick time. The pure electric vehicles are going to take several hours to charge, and that's just not going to work for everybody. So I think it'll be a while before that becomes really commonplace. Mm-hmm. But anyway, lots of exciting stuff going on in the business other than our great deals out at Dungis, and just having a it's a great month, really. February is almost over, but we've had a great February. We're really doing great. Everybody's excited. Lots of good stuff happening. The warmer weather's helped, I think, and mm-hmm. made attitudes good. Love to see the sun out today.
So. Boy, howdy.
Mm-hmm. Finally popped out. Phil saw a shadow, and I thought it would stay out, but hadn't quite happened with the continual rain. So I'm sure 4x4 sales have been I tell you what, if eating cows and being in and out of pasture, I can't get in one without putting in the 4x4. Yeah, and then I managed to get stuck a few times.
I'm sure you have. There is water everywhere, it seems. And does that raise complications for you in raising your animals?
I know for each of the kids, we all have different facilities when it comes to raising our animals. I've been very blessed in the fact that we have a barn that really withhold or withstands the rain very well. So we haven't had a whole lot of issues. I know there has been a few families that have struggled with that. But it definitely makes for a lot of washing, and getting the mud out of your animals.
And you've got, you're showing six goats this year. And so how does that work? I mean, that's a lot of work to raise and show six animals by yourself. That's impressive. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's a lot of daily work, making sure you get out there to feed and working hair and just really making sure that you're out there and working with them as far as showmanship goes as well.
Yeah, because it's not just raising the animal and making it look good. It's showing it. It's training them to be to be comfortable in an environment where there's lots of people around looking at them. Not all goats are suited for that, I assume.
Yeah, not all of them.
Or any animal. You know, it's amazing when the kids bring them out in the show ring. You know, you've seen supermodels on runways and stuff, but these animals literally look like, you know, their hair is pristine and perfect, you know. You don't want to see my cows right now. They're covered in mud, and they've developed gills. So, but it's amazing what that they do with these animals, and the animals seem so at ease in the ring.
You know, it's always good, I think, to go a little early and spend some time after you get some dinner out there talking to the kids. Because that's one of my favorite parts of it, really, is getting there and getting a chance to walk through the barn and the animals that are in the arena and just talk to people that have spent so much time working on it and get their stories and get to meet their animals and hear that story. It's really, really a great time. So. And how long have you been raising animals and showing at the show? How many years is this now?
So this is my fourth year to show goats down there. I actually showed horses for 11 years before that. Mm-hmm. So I've been around the show industry for a while. A lot of kids start whenever they're younger with showing livestock, but I actually was one that started whenever I started high school. So that was kind of a unique experience. It was learning a lot of things in a very short time period.
Okay. And that's fascinating how it gets started. And I know that may be something people are interested in out there listening. Is how do we do that if we want to do that? I mean, the easiest way is probably to talk to somebody with the FFA or the 4-H programs and connect. And they can help you get started if you have resources or just want information. I would think that's the way to go.
And outside of showing, there's a lot of other programs you can be involved in. There's speech competitions. Yeah. Can you kind of touch on some of those things that the general public, you know, may think that that's all that you guys do are involved with animals and showing animals, but there's so much more things that you guys learn and have opportunity to grow in and being involved in FFA.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm actually I'm involved in both 4-H and FFA. I do something called dual membership. So I really am involved on a lot of different aspects. So in 4-H, I'm involved with public speaking. I do job readiness competitions. I actually have a family consumer science project area. So I'm doing things like sewing, cooking, childcare, healthy living, just all sorts of things. But we are so broad in what we are able to really be involved in, because it's anything from beekeeping to woodworking to STEM.
Really based on your own interests.
Yeah, it really is. It's based on each person's interests. So that's through 4-H. Through FFA, I've had so many opportunities to compete in different competitions. I've actually had the opportunity to do a food science competition, landscape nursery, horticulture, as well as showing and public speaking and leadership in general. Because, you know, that's both organizations are very big in their leadership opportunities.
That's great. And, you know, that's what it's all about, really, is what you learn in these programs. And, you know, I know that's been, that's so exciting to hear how it's impacted your life. And I know it's impacted so many lives around here and just going forward. So this is a big part of what we do in our part of the world.
Those other programs are huge to me. Growing up, I don't remember doing any kind of speech competitions or being involved in that. And I don't even remember taking a speech class till maybe college. And, now you have to talk a lot publicly. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have any formal kind of training in that. You just kind of wing it. And
I know it just creates better employees, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know when when people have these backgrounds, and it's not just 4-H and ag stuff, it, you know, here and or FFA and all the different programs they do. It's anything like sports or anything that you get connected in. It can chase your interests and learn about responsibility and winning and losing and all of that. It's so important to leadership and to how, you know, going forward. And they really make for great citizens and employees for all of us. And it's part of our community's strength and that we raise people this way. It's really a great part of Bartlesville and Northeast Oklahoma here. So good stuff. Love to have you guys here again this year. And it's really exciting. Let's go through the schedule one more time. I know that people can get that online. I think you can get it at BartlesvilleRadio.com has the complete schedule up. If you miss it, there's likely, if you're on Facebook, you can probably find information on the show also. But it starts today at 10 o'clock with the Swine Show. And then the Sheep Show will be going on tonight at 6 o'clock. Then tomorrow at 9 a.m. we have the Goat Show, and that's where you'll be showing your six. And then the Cattle Show is later at 2 o'clock. And the Master Showman Show at 6 p.m. Then Saturday, the Buyers Only Barbecue starts at 4 o'clock with the public barbecue. Then at 5, we'll be doing the awards presentation at 6:30, and the premium sale starts at 7 o'clock. And we just hope to see everybody out there. I think it's really a great chance to get out and learn more about the stuff we've been talking about, meet some great Bartlesville and area youth that have invested a lot of their own time and resources in this program, and it's just your best opportunity to really be exposed to that.
Very good. I'm going out there too right after this. As a matter of fact, I've got to be out there today and tomorrow on our sister station K-Rig, and of course Saturday from.
Well, you do a lot of broadcasting from out there and reporting on the show.
We're going to do a lot of fun things out there. We're going to talk to a lot of the youngsters. And to the folks who've been around a little bit too, and just get a real feel for it. Might even snap some pictures, a little Facebook Live.
Excellent.
Just bring the whole experience, but the best experience is to get out there in person.
Well, it really is. And in a beautiful day like this, and with the warm weather coming up this weekend, there's really no excuse. So get on out there. I know there's lots of other stuff going on this weekend, but you can make time for this. I know the Symphony's got their big show Saturday night, and we'll give a shout out to them. And it's thankfully,
you got time to make both, because I have to.
Well, that's great. And I mentioned Truck Month, and some of the stuff about Ford. We don't want to leave Lincoln out. Mm-hmm. We've got our great inventory of Lincolns right now, the week before we have a great deal going on some aged inventory. If you're looking for a really special deal, I've got them collected and put in the center of the lot between Toyota and Ford. There's a good selection of vehicles, all different types, whether you're looking for a sedan, a pickup truck, or an SUV, an Explorer, a Expedition, a Navigator. There's some other Lincolns. Nautilus, I believe, is still out there. We've sold quite a few of them, but there's a few more left. And with Truck Month, there's really great deals. And on everything, too. I just mentioned a few there, but everything from our EcoSport up to the big Expedition and F-350s. On the Toyota side, we have a pretty small inventory right now because we've been selling them so fast, but don't let that fool you. We can get anything that you're looking for. That's our job to go find it and get you a great deal on that, too. So just let us know what you're after, and we'll go find it.
That 350's got to be fun to drive. That looks like a house with wheels, man.
They are, and they have great technology in them, too. Now, I mean, it's amazing what Ford invests in those vehicles. And, you know, today all these have such great safety systems and ability to protect in the vehicle and the passengers in it, as well as communicate with your
phones and other electronics, or you're bringing apps into the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Things like towing and working with your vehicle have gotten a lot easier because of the technology and the ability to, you know, the trucks can line themselves up to your tow situation. You can get 360-degree cameras, so you're exactly where you are at any time. There's virtually no blind spots when you use those systems, and it really, really makes a big difference to people who don't do it every day. That's not all of us do. I mean, that's the truth of,
I forgot what it's like to be frustrated to get out three times and not be at the hitch. You know, now with these backup cameras, you'd be right on top of it. It's kind of nice. You can get in and out real quick, get in the trailer.
It made a world of difference because I'm not very good at it.
People are living longer as a result.
Three would be low number for me.
I the old get out of the truck three times to see where you're at is now over for me. That was exciting. So.
Well, that's good stuff. No, that's the practical application of technology in our lives. That's, perhaps you can work on that in your bioengineering when you do that. That's great news to hear you're going to go pursue that career, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the next few days out at the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got also at Dungis, we mentioned the great deal we've got on oil changes.
Has
$9.95 has come to an end. I do want to lead with that. Mm-hmm. We've had great reception for that program, and frankly, the cost of the oil and the way vehicles are serviced now has just changed so much. So many of our customers are driving different kinds of vehicles that have synthetic oil and different maintenance schedules. The one thing we think to see too is that the most common maintenance people need is their tire rotation, and you should be doing that about every 5,000 miles. And so what we've done is bundle, and we're basically giving away the tire rotation with our oil change. And what we've done there is really increase the number of rotations we're doing. That's helping us make sure that your tires are going to last longer for you. We get to visibly inspect and measure the brake pad each time we take off the tires. So you get that measurement and a record of that each time you're in. We top off all your fluids, and we do a complete vehicle safety inspection on the vehicle and make sure it's ready to go for you every time you come in. So it's a really great value, and we'd be happy to set you up for an appointment. Just give us a call out at the dealership at 918-333-0900, or you can research anything we talked about here online at dungischoice.com, and that'll lead you into all our different websites. You can do anything from value your trade-in to start the credit process to schedule an appointment for a test drive, ask a question you have about a vehicle, a model, or a trim level. A lot of that is what we spend a lot of our time now working with people on is, you know, before they even come in, we're helping them narrow it down and really pick the right vehicle for them. And then what we like to do is be ready for you when you come in to have that vehicle pulled up, to be ready to really show you the car you're interested in. It can save you lots of time and money. Maybe most importantly, the time aspect. And if we have to we don't know where we're starting when you show up, we may as well get that out of the way, have the vehicle ready. You know, anything we can do beforehand on the trade or paying for the vehicle is just going to save you time. We can be ready with the paperwork and really make it a quick process to buy a car. And we just keep working on that and making it more efficient all the time.
I gotta love it. It's simple, man.
It is simple, and that's what we focus on, is just taking care of people and making it easy.
Mm-hmm. Want to tell you that your folks there in the service department take care of us so well. We went in and got the SUV taken care of, got the tire rotation, the oil change. Guess what we found out? We found out that we're probably due for some new brakes. I'm glad that we found out this way.
Right.
Then the hard way.
That's right. You don't want to know. And it also...
And by the time you figure it out, it might be too late.
And we gave you a warning, too. So you're like, well, maybe not. You don't need it quite this time, but next time it's going to be due. And that gives you a chance to get ready. Get ready for that. And, you know, whether you got a budget for it or whatever, it's good to have a heads up on that.
Oh, definitely.
And, And that by servicing there each time, of course, you have that record. I mean, and most of the time, you know, you get a green light. Everything's good. And, you know, we love to do those inspections.
It was an aging vehicle, and we bought pretty good shape. Next thing you know, hey, that's good to know.
Brakes are important, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody. And once again, we'll catch you next week, Brad. Everyone else, we'll see you a little bit later today out there at the fairgrounds.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. For residential and commercial.